Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Was your sergeant yeah, lead? Anonymous farter, yeah.
Was it kind of like this?
So, Dylan, what's your big news?
I'm leaving the podcast. No, I'm not leaving the podcast. They haven't given me the boot yet.
Oh, fuck that. No, Jim.
Wait, I got something better.
Fucking Fabric, dude.
Yeah, you're going to Joanne Fabrics. No. You're price matching and on their website. You're getting like two or three more fabrics for Dottiekin's ugly shirts. I know where you're at. Hello and welcome to episode 109 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, how the hell are you?
Doing pretty good, all things considered.
We're back after a little bit of a hiatus, if you will.
Hiatus.
You know, we got things going on, man. Lots of fun stuff coming up, lots of stuff we've been doing, things we've been going to. You know, life gets in the way sometimes in this world of potting, right?
Mm-hmm.
True that.
Hey, but you know what? We do have a very exciting trip coming up in, what, a matter of week to 10 days or so by the time you hear this?
Yeah.
And if you, man, I can't wait for it, man. We're going to be down in Texas, down in the Houston-Galveston area, and then onto the Carnival Vista for our second annual Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise. But man, if you want to check out everything that we're doing, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or follow us at www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
I would strongly encourage everybody to stay tuned to those social medias, especially while we're on this trip, because I'm sure we'll be posting some Facebook Live videos and Instagram pictures and videos and getting into all of the shenanigans that we always get into when we're doing this thing in person, right?
Did somebody say shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's bound to happen, right, Jim?
Oh, it's guaranteed it's going to happen.
I mean, it's bound to happen. We're going to document it. We're going to pod about it. You're going to hear all about it. And you can also rate, review, and subscribe to all of those shenanigans on iTunes. Much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's.
There you go.
Boulevard.
Mike, what are you pouring down your gullet?
Well, actually, let me...
There's a story to it.
No, there is no story to it. But I wanted to get a little bit of material on this brewery, because I don't know anything about them. What I'm drinking tonight is from Breakside Brewery. I think it's Breakside like, Brewery.
Like, break? Like... Break. Like I'm pumping the brakes, or there's like a break in the wall.
There's a break in the wall.
All we are is another brick in the wall.
They are in. Wow, man! It looks like they got some fucking locations. They got three locations in Portland, Oregon. I think I picked this beer up like while I was in Vermont at a bottle shop. The flavors kind of sounded interesting to me, and it happened to be one of their seasonal beers. It's a salted caramel stout, and it looks like it's like a collaboration with a ice cream shop. It's kind of actually a little bit roasty, a little bit sweet.
Oh, roasty. Yeah. Mm. It's roasty.
You get like, I mean, it smells like caramel. Like it smells like, you know, like melted caramel that like you might you might pour over an ice cream sundae, if you will. It's a little more bitter, like when you taste it, but it's good. It's not too bad. If I was going to rate it on like a scale of 1 to 5, I would say probably about a 3.
So like average.
Yeah, it's average. It's decent. I see they do a bourbon barrel aged salted caramel stout. I don't know if I'd want to age one any longer than maybe just whatever they've aged it for based on prior experiences that we discussed, but it's good. I don't think it's that bad. Dylan, what do you got in your glass tonight?
I am drinking some Larceny bourbon because really just was not feeling a beer tonight.
Wonder why?
Because I drank too many last night.
Oh.
Well, this is some good bourbon.
That's funny, man.
I wonder if there were any shenanigans when he had too much to drink last night.
No, there were some shenanigans, all right.
Oh, was there? Tell us about them.
Are you drinking anything, Jim?
My typical Sprecher's beer soda.
Whoa, that was some gloss over.
No, I wanted to get it in before we moved on.
Mm-hmm.
I did it in your best interest.
If you say so.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound good, Jim, does it?
Mm-mm. Wonder what happened.
I don't know. Do you know what happened, Jim?
I know one thing that happened that I think is pretty fucking humorous.
What's that?
Well, I'll wait for you to tell the story because I want to hear it.
All right. So, y'all want to hear about how I got locked out of my apartment last night?
Y'all ready for this?
I gotta say,
second or third time,
before you get into this, I was about to say, Jim, this seems to be happening on a regular occurrence. What is with you in getting locked out of your apartment? What, how, why?
I'm guessing it would happen a lot more, but when he was living at home, but his grandmother and mother were there, so.
Dude, do you know how many times I got locked out of the house when I was still living at home? So many fucking times.
But you always had an in.
Right. But it was, like, there were a couple funny times where, like, I remember one time I got back, like, late, like, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was locked out. I didn't have a key on me, and I had to go. It was during the winter. We just had a storm, and I had to throw fucking snowballs at my mom's window so she could come downstairs and open up the fucking door.
Nice.
Poor
MVP kit.
Yeah. So, like, what happened here was I had dropped my car off for service, and I had forgotten to take my apartment keys off of the keychain.
Oh, no.
So I was, like, I was back in my town, and I'm walking up, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if I got any and I'm like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. My friend down the street has a spare. So I call him. I'm like, hey, I got locked out, need the spare. He's like, all right, I'll get it. Go over to his house, come to find out, he's fucking lost it. Or it's missing. You know, I don't know where this fucking key. We couldn't find the fucking key.
He sold it to a serial killer.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll call the landlord. So I call my landlord. My buddy and I, like, crushed 2 beers before we go over. We go over together, go to the landlord, get his copy of the key back. I'm like, all right, well, I got the key now. Everything's good. So I head back to my apartment, come up. I open up the doorknob, opens, and then I go to open the deadbolt, but the key won't open the fucking deadbolt for some reason, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I call him. I'm like, hey, man, the fucking deadbolt doesn't work, like, with the key. And I'm like, I can't get in. You know, it's still locked. And he's like, well, can you get in, like, through the window? And I'm like, no, I can't get out to the fire escape or anything like that. So he's like, all right, hold on. Let me call somebody or whatever. And I'm just like, the fuck are you gonna do? It's like 8:30 at night, you know? Like, who are you gonna call besides, like, the locksmith that'll show up? I assume what you're gonna do,
bad boys.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe I can get in through the fire escape door. Maybe that door has the same lock as you know, the front door. So I knock on my neighbor's door, and I'm like, hey, sorry to bother you. I'm locked in my apartment. Can I go through your fire escape and go to my fire escape? She's like, yeah, hold on a second.
Oh, snap.
Says something. So she's like, yeah, it's, you know, straight through. I'm like, thank you. Mind you, I'm, like, really drunk at this point. So I, like, go to the door, and I'm, like, trying to finagle the key in there, and I'm like, it's not working. It doesn't fit. And I'm just like, fuck. And I just, like, I'm like, hold on. I doubt this is. I mean, this would be fucked up. And I grab the door, like, the doorknob, and I just twisted it, and the door just pushes right open. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, I've been living here for a month and a half, and the fucking fire escape door just fucking opens.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I just turned around to my neighbor, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I just go, I'm trusting you. Well, that was more like a yeah, so I got nothing else. Oh, and then I burned, and then I burned my hamburger.
I had a whole story that I was going to say. So you knocked on her door, and you're like, hey, can I try the fire escape? And she's like,
ooh, what's that?
Ooh. Hold on a minute, Dylan. She closes the door. She's like, I'm going to slip into something a little more comfortable for the fire escape. And then you literally went over to the fire escape, and she was just like, ow.
Ow. She's disappointed.
Yeah.
She's like, this dude's crazy.
And then she got on the phone with her best friend, and she's like, this guy, this neighbor kid, he knocked on my door and said he wanted to try the fire escape. And I thought he meant something else, but no, he really went to the fire escape. What the fuck's wrong with him?
What, is she fucking, like, needy? Is she, like, needy? Does she need this? Like, is this something that... It's like she's expecting it of me or something.
No, she thought the fire escape was like a kinky thing, like the candy cane or the Pittsburgh platter, Cleveland steamer.
Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, she thought it was something kinky.
No, man, I just wanted to go in my fucking apartment and, like, go to sleep.
No.
Fucking apartment. See, that's...
No.
That's maybe why she misconstrued the situation.
I mean, like, I guess if that had actually happened. Thankfully, it did not.
I don't think we have anything that can be put out on an episode yet.
Sure, we do.
But yeah, so needless to say, I got my keys back today, and I'm going to go make some more copies tomorrow.
You make sure you Hopefully. Go back to... You go back to that same place that fucked up the copies of the key in the first place.
No. I'm going, there's a key maker up by my job I'm just going to go to.
You should go to the key master.
Yeah, see if Gozer's there.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy from the shitty Matrix sequel. No. That was the key maker.
No, I was going Ghostbusters.
I'm Vince Clortho, the key master.
Well, Dylan, so you also burned a burger on top of it?
Yep.
And in a relationship with his neighbor.
Burning bridges, burning burgers.
And, needless to say, I had a pretty wicked hangover today, so. Also, my knees are, like, fucking killing me, which I've been yapping about all night.
Oh, my knees, my back, I can't sleep. I mean, Jim, where do we start?
Jim, did he go, like, from, like, 25 to 50, like, overnight or something?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I've had back surgery, and I don't even bitch about my back as much as he does.
My back's actually been pretty good lately.
Oh, my God. I tell you. These kids, Jim, you know?
This kid. There's one kid here.
If you say so.
These kids these days.
Hey,
well,
I just started
raining. Dylan, I'm happy that you were able to get into the apartment.
Me too.
It's a little disconcerting that the fire escape door was open.
Yeah, I think they're coming this weekend to fix it, so.
Mm. I mean, that fire escape door being open, man, it could let in all sorts of undesirables, if you will. I mean, could you imagine if, like, you woke up in the middle of the night, went out to get a glass of water, and in the kitchen, and staring at you from the fire escape was the Philadelphia Flyers' new mascot, Gritty?
Dude, I would probably shit my pants. I have no qualms with saying that I would probably shit my pants or piss myself. I would probably just collapse on the floor and start crying because...
In the fetal position.
What's
his name again?
Gritty. So, I brought this up.
There is nothing gritty about that fucking thing.
Jim, I brought this up because I mentioned before we started recording that I had to do a little prep work. And I read this yesterday, and it captured my imagination to no end. That this is still posted on the Philadelphia Flyers webpage as a profile for Gritty. It is entitled "Get to Know Gritty."
I'd rather not.
Well, he's
quite frightening.
We're gonna dissect this thing. You ready? You ready, Dylan?
I'm ready.
All right.
Ready, Rob? Yeah,
let's do it.
His father was a bully. So like
an OG, like Broad Street bully.
I think that's what they're going for, man. They're trying to hook in those old school fans, man. That's what this is all about. They're trying to go, okay, what can we put into this thing to kind of like endear this to those fans that have been Flyers fans for life, right?
Maybe not have them at all.
Yeah.
that might be the best idea of them all, Jim. But I didn't even make it five words in yet. So his father was a bully. So naturally he has some of those tendencies. And then they go on to describe those tendencies. Talented but feisty. A fierce competitor. Known for his agility given his size. So basically they're saying he's got huge amounts of talent, but he's kind of a prick and he competes, but he's also a fucking fat ass.
Okay, he looks like the fucking spawn of like the what's that thing called? Like the fucking like Gossamer and like
Don't
Animal.
Don't you dare insult Gossamer like that.
All right, fine. I know. I like the Gossamer too, man. I think the Gossamer is pretty cool. All right, let's go with the Animal.
Don't you dare insult Animal like that.
All right, let's go with Chewbacca.
Oh my god.
Don't you dare insult Chewbacca like that.
Fine. He looks like the cross. Like he just looks like a like somebody shaved a fucking ginger kid and like their fucking pews bunched up and came to life.
Okay, there you go.
I can live with that one. It's what a Mott stories would look like if it was alive.
You know, it's funny. I texted Mott and I said, I said, so what's with this Flyers mascot? Like, what's going on here? And Mott said, I'm just going to read the text. I was there. He came out once and got booed. They put him on the board and got booed again. That might be the last we ever see of it. That thing sucks.
I don't know, man. So
some people really like it.
Well, we'll get into... I saw some video of this thing from one of their, like, between the periods intermission type games that they were doing on the ice. And he had a fucking air gun where he was shooting off t-shirts. into the crowd. And mm-hmm. one of the contestants got into it with this thing. He took the gun with the shirts in it, and the guy started to run away from him, and he shot the guy in the back with a fucking shirt.
They said he's feisty.
Apparently he really is. And they also had multiple videos of him trying to shoot the gun off, and he kept falling on the ice, which was pretty fucking hysterical. I really do think that they're really trying to endear this character to all of their fans.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They can, but it comes off so fucked up.
There's a lot of mascots, like we've talked about. Some of them just do not fit.
Oh, most certainly. I agree with that.
It's kind of funny, actually. So, one of my buddies.
Whoa!
Is that too, Mike?
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, first it sounded like you said your butt, and then it sounded like you said your butt, buddy.
I most certainly did not say that.
I'm pretty sure.
Tonight, Jesus.
I'm pretty sure in the playback we're going to hear Butt Buddy.
I was taking a sip at the same time.
You picked a poor time, my friend.
One of my friends.
Butt Buddy.
Hey Dylan, when we go on the cruise, are you gonna ride on a ship, or is it gonna be a pirate ship?
Oh,
for butt pirates!
Wow, Jesus Christ! Listen, I'd be so pleased with this. I think he is high. Sounds like fucking Mickey Mouse.
I think he's got the Mickey Mouse laugh all set.
Oh, boy.
That's what Jim will say after a little KY in the tukus.
The tusk?
The tukus.
I always thought that was a really funny, like, name for your butt, a tukus. A tukus buddy.
So one of your buddies.
He made a petition online to actually update the New Jersey Devils mascot. Because right now it's just kind of a big head, like, devil-looking guy. And he just jumps around. He looks kind of silly. We want it to look like the actual Jersey Devil. You know, like that weird demon creature.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work, but I would love to see that happen.
Mascots need to be cartoony.
They should just call, the Flyers mascot 75.
You can call him Sev for short.
You got to have the five in there.
75. Oh man, we only made it a sentence in, but he's loyal but mischievous. Okay, so again, they're trying to kind of, you know,
let's all go inside.
Yeah. The ultimate Flyers fan who loves the orange and black but is unwelcoming to anyone who opposes his team.
Oh, so just Flyers fans in general.
Oh.
Yeah. Legend has it he earned the name Gritty for possessing an attitude so similar to the team he follows. Again, It's just, you know, more of the same, right?
So, I'm predicting a plot twist coming.
Does he have any butt buddies?
He claims that he has a butt buddy named Dylan. No. He claims that he's been around for a lot longer than we know it. And recent construction at the Wells Fargo Center disturbed his secret hideout, forcing him to show his face publicly for the first time.
What, was he, like, living in, like, the fucking sewers? Like, this sounds like something out of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He was He was living.
Well, where's it about?
He was living.
So, what did you say?
Where's it about? It's about Philadelphia.
Dylan will enjoy this part. He was living in the bowels of the arena.
Oh, okay. So it is basically just an always sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, no, I wrote that myself. That was my line.
Oh, okay. Well, good job, Mike.
You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you.
You're welcome. He has some oddities that are both humorous and strange.
Is one of them his general appearance?
Well, it might be the cause of this. I mean, a number of times he's been caught eating snow straight from the Zamboni machine.
Is it the yellow snow?
Wait, I gotta go back to this. He's been caught eating snow straight from the Zamboni machine.
Like, how did they not know he was behind it or wherever?
But wait, who in the fuck ever has called it the Zamboni machine?
I thought it was just the Zamboni.
True. Yeah, very true.
What in the fuck, man?
I like that that's what you're upset about.
The Zamboni machine.
Like, it's kind of redundant, don't you think?
A little bit.
No, Mac machine would be redundant. Nick card would be redundant.
It's just a little lame, that's all.
ATM machine would be redundant.
Oh, and here you go, Dylan. One more thing that, maybe you do know him. And unbeknownst to most, his love of hot dogs has been inflating the Flyers' dollar dog night consumption totals for years.
But if you didn't pay for them.
He's just been, like, stealing them at night.
Maybe.
Oh. It really does sound like one of them could be inside of it, like the Always Sunny crew. Like, how great would it be if it turned out to be Danny DeVito?
That'd be fantastic.
It'd be pretty amazing. Oh, there's one more sentence in this. That being said, there's no denying that he's one of our own.
You can keep him.
This has been just an unbelievable, like, social media viral explosion of content based around Gritty.
It's gone way beyond just hockey fans. Like, my friends who are not hockey friends are talking about it. Like, we were talking about it at work today, and it's just like, holy fucking shit. I think it's terrifying. Like, I do not like that fucking thing. Like, if I was a little kid and I saw that, I'd fucking scream. I would scream now if I saw it.
I was gonna say that.
Like, if you saw it on your fire escape when you said you would shit yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Just.
And then Gritty might eat that.
Mm.
Have you seen any of the stuff where, like, people are like, well, this might not be the worst mascot that Philadelphia has had for the Flyers?
Have they had other ones this bad?
Yeah. Yeah, there was one that was pretty bad, like, in the 70s. Let me see if I can find a picture for you, because it's pretty bad.
Oh, is it like this aardvark-looking thing?
I'm sending you a link.
Slapshot?
You probably got the same thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Slapshot, who I can't really tell what that is, but...
I think they said it was a turtle.
Where's the shell?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? It just looks like some kind of nondescript, weird creature.
Is he a hero and a half shell?
Definitely not. I mean, whatever, man. It's the Flyers. Like, this shit just sucks.
Other than not knowing why the Pittsburgh Penguins are called the Penguins, they've got a pretty badass mascot that fits pretty well with the name.
Oh, totally agree.
I'm biased at all, but...
Did the Maple Leafs have, like, a mascot?
It's a bear, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of curious, isn't it? I mean, what would you think it would be? I mean, based on the name, the Maple Leafs.
A tree with syrup pouring out of it? I don't know.
Yeah.
A leaf, maybe?
Doesn't exactly seem very, I don't know. Like if it was a tree or a leaf or whatever, like very. Well, maybe a tree might be cool. Like if it was like a maple tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, a big leaf seems to make the most sense to me.
Seems kind of.
Or like a or like a hockey player with like a leaf head.
Hmm. That might scare me.
Like Gritty?
Yeah.
Fucking Gritty, man. I kind of want Gritty to stay around.
I mean, Gritty is one of the like the pop culture moments of 2018, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, I don't want it to go away because I think it'll lend itself to like just like an endless supply of fun Gritty stuff, you know.
Now it's like now when everybody says, you know how like they remake all the movies and they're making them like dark and gritty. It's like, ooh, we're gonna get a dark and gritty reboot of so and so movie, but it's just gonna have Gritty in it.
Hmm. I just think like kind of like because so many Flyers fans are upset about Gritty, it makes me want to have Gritty stay around longer.
Just to see their fucking ire.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll agree with you on that one.
I mean, it might make me a little surgy, but you know what? Fuck the Flyers.
Ooh.
I still think that they should maybe change his name to 75.
Ooh. Why is that, Mike?
I don't know, Jim. It's only been 43 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more than two. Or less than two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to shift gears, but I'm going to. Just real quick, wanted to say thanks to Uncle Jim for sending me a badass Funko Pop. But thanks, man. Like, I really wanted this one for a while. I have no other pop figures, but I am, like, a huge Godzilla fan. I saw this. I'm like, oh, I got to have one of these. So
that's a real nice piece there, man.
I like it. Jim, it's, like, a lot bigger than that's, like, a lot bigger than your typical Funko Pop, right?
Those are the large ones, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, makes sense.
No, they make two different size pops, like Big Bird's a big one, like stuff like that. There's ones that make bigger.
I lied. I actually do have one. I have a Lemmy from Motorhead one. Got that after he died. But yeah, I like it. I don't even want to take it out of the fucking box because I just think it looks cool.
You don't have to.
So. Anyway, we can move on to the next thing.
We'll tell you what. Let's take a break. I'm going to go get another beer. I'll be right back, like 30 seconds.
1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5, 1,000, 6, 1,000, yeah.
What is a Jedi Knight's favorite dessert?
I don't know. Pudding?
An Obi-Wan cannoli. Where does Vader buy all of his designer shoes?
Mm.
At the Darth Maul.
It's been 30 seconds.
What did Luke Skywalker say when someone was bullying his sister?
That it's been over 30 seconds?
You'd better not lay a finger on her.
How was that, Jim?
Over 30 seconds. You lose.
How?
What is a bounty hunter's favorite companion?
What?
His Boba Pet. I'm going to post this link on your wall later, Jim. It's this video game like channel on YouTube, and it's just this guy telling these horrible jokes, but he tells them in Yoda voice. So it's like, what did a a jockey's manager say to him before the big race?
I don't know what.
Use the horse! There's more, but you should just watch them. They're really funny. What do you got now, Mike?
From Fiddlehead, Second Fiddle.
We're not going to talk about this for the next 45 minutes now, are we?
Oh, it's totally infected. We should talk about it.
All right.
Doesn't this look infected to you?
What?
It's an album. It's a Sum 41 album.
Oh, Sum 41. I don't know them. Oh, did you want to get into your movie thing?
Oh, I got to find the fucking list.
The fucking list.
Well, while you're
the fucking
for,
list.
While you're looking for that, do you want me to go over the BuzzFeed thing I found today?
Yeah, if I can't find it, I can't find it. But yeah, go ahead and do your thing.
All right. So I thought this might be a pretty funny thing to go through. It's a list of 23 truly insane sandwiches people have actually ordered at Subway.
Ooh. Oh, this sounds good. You know what? I like this idea. Let's see if we would eat them.
That's where I was headed with this, Dylan.
That's why we do this.
I don't think some of these are really truly all that insane, but we'll.
Okay, I have my stuff, but we'll do the yours first. This sounds good.
Okay. All right. The first one, I think it's pretty plain. We'll see. It's a 12-inch foot-long sub. Just with ham.
I'd eat it.
But, like, a lot of ham?
Just the regular standard footlong sub with the regular amount of ham on it.
Oh, well, I'd eat that. It's kind of boring.
Incredibly boring.
Is that supposed to be, like, mind-blowing because it's so boring?
I guess. I mean, you gotta realize, Dylan, that these are submitted for this article by other people on the internet. So what they think might be crazy, we might just go, eh. So, I mean, we can totally judge it for that, too. Like, if we don't think that it's, like, anything that's, like, just fucked up or insane, we could just go, ah, fuck it. That's just kind of boring or whatever. Right?
Oh, yeah, right. Totally.
All right. So that's the first one. I think
it sounds like fucking, like, I don't know, like prison food. Just like, here's your ham and bread.
Right. Right, and I don't think that's all that, like, crazy insane. I mean, there might
be... crazy.
There might... Yeah.
You got a ham sandwich hanging out of your neck.
Crazy.
Exactly. All right, so a meatball sandwich.
Not weird. My friend orders them all, like, we used to order them all the time when we went to Subway.
Well, Dylan, come on, man. I didn't want to bury the lead.
Oh, there's more.
A meatball sandwich with guacamole.
Oh, I'd still eat it.
I would try it.
It's just beef and guac. Well, Jim doesn't like guac, so.
Exactly.
Right. So
I love guac.
So Jim,
love
would,
cock
Jim
or
wouldn't
guac?
Jim wouldn't try it. It's
well, based off your fucking remarks earlier in the day, I'm sure you can figure out what the answer to that question is.
Your butt buddy.
So each of these have like I shouldn't have like skipped over these. Each of these have like titles for what they are. The first one was 12 inches of ham.
Okay.
This one was guac and balls.
Okay, made me giggle. All right, I'd still eat it.
I would try it. I don't have any issues with that one.
That sounds like, you know what that sounds like to me? Stoner food. Like, that's something that you, like, you came home from your buddy's house, you've been smoking all day, you just listened to, like, a shitty Misfits album, and you watched, like, you know, some bad movie that was on TV, and you're just really baked, and you come back, you're like, what's in the fridge? Like, oh, meatballs and guacamole. Sounds good to me.
Right. Right. Mm. Okay.
Mm.
So the next one. I'm going to kind of do this one in the same format. A tuna sub.
I'm out already.
With barbecue sauce.
I mean, it's barbecue tuna, but like not the kind of barbecue tuna I would want. So I would take a pass because I just don't like tuna.
Again, I think I would try it. I don't think I would enjoy it.
I don't like the. I don't like canned. There's something, a canned tuna I think is nasty.
Right, I'm with you. Now this one, when I read this initially earlier today, I thought of Jim.
Is it a pancake?
No, it is not. It was a 6-inch sub with absolutely nothing on it except for ketchup.
Oh, no. God.
I only thought of Jim because of his love of ketchup.
It's got to be with something. You just can't eat ketchup.
You know, as a kid, I did used to eat just, like, ketchup on bread. And, like, oh, God, I don't know why I did that. It's so disgusting. It's, like, such a child food. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, these next two are kind of... they're kind of similar. How do you guys feel about BLTs?
I like a BLT. I'm actually a big fan of BLT. I actually really like BLT.
I like the bees.
Okay.
The butt?
No, the bacon.
Okay, so the first one, Jim, was a woman ordered a BLT with no bacon.
So it's an LT?
Yeah. The second one was a BLT, no lettuce, no tomato, double bacon.
So it's a bacon sandwich. That's just like a fucking ham sandwich. Yeah. I mean, I would eat the bacon sandwich. I would probably even eat the other one if I had to, but I wouldn't
just the lettuce tomato one?
Yeah, I wouldn't find it very engaging.
I wouldn't find it very satisfying at all.
Like, at least the bacon sandwich would just fill you up.
Right. I would sooner eat the bacon one over the lettuce tomato one.
I feel like I read, and it's probably bullshit, like, apparently, like, a great cure for a hangover is literally, like, just a bacon and white bread sandwich. I don't know if that's actually fucking true. It has something to do with, like, the grease in the bacon and, like, the something in the bread. I don't know. But
I gotta ask a question. Is somebody near a window?
Oh, that's me. I turned the fan back on. Sorry. I'll turn it off. All right. It's off.
Okay. It just sounded like wind blowing in or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. It's a little warm in here, so.
Should go out on the fire escape.
There's currently a fucking hockey stick and a chair keeping that door closed.
Oh.
I don't think either one are going to do very well.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, you got like the chair propped under the door handle?
Yeah, I do. It's like in the Big Lebowski when he has the fucking like the piece of wood like nailed to the ground all fucked up. All right, so what else is on this list? I'm getting like a little hungry now. I'm gonna have to go get a snack.
I'm gonna ask a question at the end of this whole thing, but okay, so this next one was actually related to those previous two, the BLTs. Someone just ordered bacon.
Oh, like just the bacon?
Just the bacon. No bread.
I can do that.
No lettuce, no tomato, just the bacon. But would you go to Subway and just order bacon?
No.
Okay. I guess my follow-up question is would you go to Subway?
I hate Subway.
I am so not a fan.
It's fine in a pinch. I used to go a lot as a kid, so...
I mean, there's so many other better sub shops around here that I'd go to.
Oh, undoubtedly. But, like, you know, if it's the only option, it's the only option, you know?
Oh, it's so not satisfying to me. I've never... Ugh.
Oh. All right, listen to this guy.
Well, see, the problem is, Jim, is when Wegmans does subs...
Oh, I know. I mean, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I got to say. Is when Wegmans does subs, all bets are off.
I don't know if I've ever had a Wegmans sub.
They're pretty damn good.
I like the one that we went to before the barbecue. That place was good, too.
Before the barbecue.
a couple of years ago, we went to this like sandwich place. It was by a shopping mall or in a shopping mall. I don't know. You brought me there. I thought it was quite good though.
Fuck, I can't remember where we went.
I don't know.
I mean, I've taken you to a lot of places. Well, we did go to the place around the corner from my house that does subs and hoagies. Like right before you left, after we finished playing hockey that one year.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Grinders, I got like the
hoagies and grinders.
We got the steak sandwiches, and that was good. Yeah. This was not that place. This was up like I don't know. It was in one of your shopping centers, and we went there because we had to go get some stuff for. You brought me to a bottle shop that was there, not AJ's, another place, smaller. Oh,
fuck, we went to DeBella's.
DeBella's, yeah, DeBella's was quite good.
Actually, DeBella's is what Wegmans based their sub shops on.
There you go.
Yep. Okay, so the next one. This is number 8. There's quite a few of these on this list. There's 23. This one, I don't think Jim will like this one, but I could be entirely wrong. Jim, how do you feel about mayonnaise?
No, thank you.
How would you feel about mayonnaise and spinach?
No.
Let's keep making it worse.
With just a little bit of salt.
No.
That one just sounds nasty.
I like spinach a lot. And mayo, like I like mayo. Just a little bit of spread on my sandwich. I'll take a pass on that one. Too much mayo is disgusting.
This next one, I look at it and I just shake my head and just go, man, around here, there's so many places you could go to get this. Why you would go to Subway to get this? It's beyond me. Someone went to Subway and just ordered bread.
Maybe somebody likes their bread.
I don't think it's actually really bread, though. I think they put chemicals and shit in it, don't they?
Cereal in it. Something. Yeah. I remember that report. Yeah.
Correct.
I don't know. But, you know, unfortunately, some people don't have the luxury of, you know, affording stuff. So they might have to make do with what they can get.
These next two weren't so much like you judge these by what they are, but just by what the person ordered. So I'm just going to get your reactions. The first one is a girl went to Subway and just ordered a Vente sub.
Like a large sub?
Yeah, but she ordered it as a Vente.
Okay, well, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because so like, Vente means grand or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's basically like the Starbucks size of, like, large.
Yeah, but Vente's doesn't mean large. I think it means grand or something.
No, grande. It's tall, grande, and Vente. And Vente is the large.
I don't grande fucking care what they call it or what their stupid reasoning is. I'm saying it's Italian and it doesn't mean large.
Right, but... But where would some girl who went to Subway get that from? Probably fucking Starbucks, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. This other one more borders on the bizarre of, like, a woman that was at Subway and she ordered the usual.
What's the usual?
Well, and the guy behind the counter told her that he had no idea what that was. Like, he just was like, I don't know who or what you are or why you would think I would know what your usual is.
How fucking sad is this? Google Venti, it comes up. Noun, a serving of a drink of coffee measuring 20 fluid ounces. Origin, Italian.
Okay. That's pretty depressing.
Yeah, but now I know why it's what Venti means. I forgot. I remember now. You want to know?
What is it?
Vente is 20, and a Vente drink is 20 ounces.
Oh, duh. Vente is 20 in Spanish.
No, it's 20 in Italian.
No, I know. You said Vente. I said Vente. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, Jim, this is going to be another sub that you won't like. Bread and lettuce. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I'd eat it if I had to, but I wouldn't choose to.
I would hope that Subway would charge you less than $5 for that footlong.
Like $2?
If that. I mean, how much do you think that costs them?
$1.50.
Yeah, probably.
I would say less than that.
Ba-da-da.
Their margins have got to be fucking ridiculous, right?
Fucking.
All right, next one. How about if the woman behind you just ordered a cup of tuna?
Ugh, nasty.
I mean, and how do they determine, like, what's that cup of tuna equivalent to, like, as far as a sub goes?
I mean, it's probably, like, just, like, a scoop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a cup is really, like, not that much, you know?
It's like one of, because they have ice cream scoopers there, it's probably one of those.
That's what I just said.
No, you said it was a scoop. You didn't clarify.
Oh, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. You knew what I meant.
Wait a second. If you tell Jim to get out of here and he leaves, we don't have Jim's BBQ anymore.
You could still use the name.
How could we have Jim's BBQ without Jim?
Easy.
That would be the mystery.
Do you hear what I said?
Uh-huh. Would Jim send us the vector image so we could take him out of it?
Nice.
Hope so.
You just wanted to say vector again.
You know it. Okay, so this is one of the ones, when I was reading this earlier, I went, okay, I've been with somebody when they've ordered this sub, not at a Subway, but like at a different shop, at a different making place.
A sandwich shop.
A sandwich shop, if you will.
Jeez, you were having some trouble there.
I know I was. I think I just had a stroke or something. The guy just ordered a sub with every kind of cheese on it, nothing else.
I'd eat it. It's cheese.
I've been with people when they've ordered a cheese sub. It's a thing.
Do they get it toasted?
I've seen it toasted or untoasted.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people where they get every single cheese on it, and then they get like the toppings, like the lettuce, tomato, onion. You know, maybe.
Oh, some it's because they're like a vegetarian or something.
Yeah, but I mean, even the person I know that's done it, they just like the cheese sub.
Hmm. Interesting. A lot of cheese.
Yeah. I don't. I'm gonna skip this next one. I don't get it.
What? No, come on.
It's stupid. It's just like, I think it's fake. One time at the Subway here on base, which I'm thinking this guy's in the military, some kid ordered a sub with so many extras that it ended up weighing like 6 pounds. It was $92.
Oh, he just got like everything on it.
Well, the last entry on this list kind of talks about that, and where, like, if you literally get everything on a sub, every meat, every sauce, every vegetable, it's mm-hmm. $46.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would, like, not be able to eat that, but, like, I would definitely have... I don't even know how you would get most of it in your mouth.
That's what she said.
Ooh! Who, the neighbor?
Oh! Look out.
Mike, cut this out.
Mike, you can't leave that in. Think of the children.
Yeah, I would attempt to eat it, but it would be tough.
I hear that. So this next one was somebody ordered a 3-inch veggie sandwich.
A 3-inch. What is that, like the fucking end of the sandwich?
Yes.
Mom just texted me.
Oh, I was like, Jim, it's not that funny.
He goes, here, I'll read it. Gritty, I was there. They booed both times they tried to have him do anything, and they gave up for the night. I thought this meth creature was something that Philadelphia would boo for sport, and we would never see again. But then the internet happened.
That's such a great mock text.
It's, but he's so right, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That this thing just blew up the internet. It's gotta continue. Okay. So the next two are actually sandwich choices, Dylan. A tuna sub with every single salad choice, so all the veggies, and every single sauce.
So just like a weird salad?
Yeah, Dylan, a weird salad of like with all the different sauces, like the sweet onion teriyaki sauce, the barbecue sauce, whatever ranch sauce they have, all of those combined into one.
Some of those don't mix well.
I wouldn't think so. Well, Dylan, how do you feel about cucumber?
I'm a fan. I like it.
So, how would you feel about a footlong sub with two slices of cucumber on it?
That's it? Is it like a cucumber sliced in half?
No, two slices of cucumber. That's it.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah. No sauce, nothing. Just the bread, the cucumber, that's it.
Can't say I'm into it.
Okay. So, yet another meatball sub.
Okay.
So, this person was maybe trying to eat healthy, I think. Honey mustard.
That sounds like a book. Yet another meatball sub.
Yeah.
What you eating?
Rice.
He got so fucking hungry talking about these fucking fucked up Subway subs that he had to make some fucking rice.
So Jim's allowed to eat cereal on this podcast, but I can't have
some. Finished before we started.
He was clanking his plate around.
I don't know.
And when I did clank my bowl around, not my plate. Because most people don't eat cereal on a plate.
I think Jim ate an entire fucking box of Honey Smacks.
I was clanking it around towards the end on purpose.
Ah.
How come when I correct Dylan to be a dick, I always get, all right.
All right, guys. All right.
My go-to thing.
What?
Just my go-to thing.
All right.
What, you got Uncle Ben there making you some rice?
Uncle Ben, God.
Well, you know what they say. With great power comes great responsibility.
Rice responsibility?
Yes.
That you ever see those memes online with J. Jonah Jameson? And it's like, he's just like, hey, Parker, you know what my favorite brand of rice is? And he's what? Uncle Ben's. And then it's just him laughing.
Nice.
We got any more sandwiches?
Yeah. I was about to tell you, a meatball sub. We'll call this an Uncle Ben. A meatball sub with honey mustard and every veggie available.
It's weird. It's like, it's not like horrible, but it's just kind of odd. It's like a weird burger.
You think that's a weird burger? How about this one? A steak and cheese sub.
Okay. Steak and cheese sub.
Okay, you ready for the ads?
Oh yeah.
Let's add some ketchup on it.
Nope.
No.
Let's add some tuna.
Nope. This is fucked up.
Let's add some black olives.
Hey, why not at this point?
What are you underwater now, Dylan?
Sorry. I mean why not at this point?
And let's add some sweet corn to it, too.
No, this is just fucking stupid. There's nothing good about it.
If there was any vegetable that you would consider putting on your meatball sub, what vegetables would you put on your meatball sub?
Onions.
Okay.
I don't know.
Onions, like, onions, I think, are top.
I wouldn't want to put vegetables on it, but, like, I don't know, like a peppers, maybe?
Peppers, I would think, yep.
Maybe a tomato? Tomato could probably get away with bad. It.
Yeah.
You could probably get away with it. Maybe like the spicy peppers?
Maybe, yeah. How about some cucumber?
No.
Okay.
That's a clashing of concept.
Okay. Finally. Finally, Dylan, this is the last one. Since we went over the one where it was literally everything, how about we go for literally nothing?
How can you do less than the bread?
Well, that we're not going to go for the regular bread.
Flatbread?
We're just going to go with the wheat bread. Not toasted, no meats, no veggies, no sauces, nothing.
Okay.
Would you do it?
I mean, I would eat it, I guess. I don't really have anything against wheat bread, so it's okay. Just bread. So.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess it ends our Subway Would You Eat It segment. You got to refresh my memory on this, Dylan. What were the movie titles? These were,
These are American movies with different names in different countries.
What? And we were trying to...
I was giving you the...
What the American movie title was, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to... some of these are a little bit more well-known. So I'll go with this one. It's probably one that you'll know. Die Slowly. Very Hard to Die. Action Skyscraper. The Glass Trap.
Hmm.
Say it again?
The titles are Die Slowly. Very Hard to Die. Action Skyscraper. The Glass Trap.
Can I phone a friend?
Die Hard. Die Hard.
Yeah, it's Die Hard.
Can I phone a friend?
Who's your friend?
Dylan?
Yes.
Dylan, what do you think this one is?
I think it's Hudson Hawk.
Ooh, Dylan. You sure it's not Cop Out?
No, it's A Couple of Dicks. Well, here's one. The Jungle 2, Red Alert.
Predator 2?
Jim?
Jurassic Park?
It's Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Huh.
How does that Die Hard 2?
I don't know. Go ask the nation of Spain. They came up with that. All right, here's one. Die Hard, Mega Hard.
Die Hard 3?
Yeah, with a vengeance.
Die Hard with a vengeance? Recently, I think we talked about it on previous episodes of the podcast. We were up in Canada, and I was visiting with Canadian correspondent Paul Saunders, and we were hanging out at his house one day, and we were actually watching the fourth
Skyscraper or whatever?
The fourth Die Hard movie.
Oh, you mean Die Hard 4.0, the most expensive of your life?
Yes. Wait, is that like one of the alternate titles of it?
That is an alternate title from Hungary.
Nice.
I kind of like that one.
It's pretty kind of amusing. And you can't help but watch it and look at the scenes with Kevin Smith and Bruce Willis and just go, man, if they knew then what they should have known in, like, 2010,
yeah, right.
That maybe things would have been a little bit different. It's kind of interesting to watch, like, in that kind of, like, hindsight is 2020 kind of perspective, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, go on, Dylan. What's the next movie?
The last one is...
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Sarah got like a random text from somebody, and I want to read it to you guys. It's pretty funny.
Wow, that was like I was like the last one is.
Sorry. She gets a message from Williams Cox 092, and the message is, "Hello, how are you doing today? I'm Williams from North Aurora, Illinois. Hope you are good and nice meeting you. Your profile hits home with me, and I like that you seem relaxed and very open. If you would not mind, I'd like you to be my sugar baby, and here's my number." The number. You can text me. I should call this fucking number. You can text me, hoping to read from you soon.
Well, Dylan, I mean, maybe you can become their sugar baby instead.
She said, Sarah said you could probably be his sugar baby, too.
Wow, see? You said that's what Mike said.
Oh, that's so funny.
So Dylan, you said you had one more of these, right?
I have the rest of this website. We can go through it really quick. So let's see what we got here. We got Toy General Mobilization.
Is it that fucking the movie from the South Park guys?
Nope.
That I can't remember the name of.
Say it again.
Toy General Mobilization.
Toy Story.
Jim got it.
Hmm.
Super People General Mobilization.
Toy Story 2.
No. Yeah. Same company, though. Super People General Mobilization.
Oh,
Incredibles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seabed General Mobilization.
Oh, is it?
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Food General Mobilization.
Slightly Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
No. Same studio as the other ones.
Food?
Sausage Party?
Nope, Ratatouille.
No.
Sausage Party is pretty fucking funny.
This is probably my... I haven't seen it yet. This is... And I actually think Sarah watched it. I don't think she hated it. This is probably my favorite. Machine Implement People General Mobilization.
Same company?
Yep.
Monsters, Inc.?
No.
What's the one with all the different personalities or whatever?
Yeah, it's not that one. Think machine, robot.
Big Hero 6?
Yes.
Huh?
No. Mike?
God, what's that one? Where the little robot's cleaning up the Earth.
Yeah, you got
Wall-E.
It.
Wall-E,
yeah.
All right, next one. These are all for the same movie. Electronic.
Wait, hold on. All those ones, those mobilization ones, what country are those from?
It's China.
Okay. I was curious. I wanted to ask that question, and you got me like you're asking me what I thought that one was, and I wanted to ask that question. So China. They like the mobilization, huh?
I guess so. This is all for the same movie now. Electronic Murderer, The Dealer of Death, and The Relentless Exterminator. Just give you a hint. I said it in one of the titles. Electronic Murderer, The Dealer of Death, The Relentless Exterminator.
Predator?
It is a movie that stars Arnold.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
No, the first one.
Terminator 3, The Rise of the Machines.
No, and here's a little side note. When Terminator 2 Judgment Day came out in Spain, the famous Hasta La Vista Baby was changed to Sayonara Baby.
Hmm. I like it.
All right, here we go. This is... all right, we'll just do these last two because they're funnier. Batman, Night of the Night.
The Dark Knight?
Right. And then Sniper Without a Shadow. It's kind of an out there one. All right, it's kind of probably tough. It's the Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten that one.
So, all righty. Well, that's that. Until next time.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that little segment, man. It's fun. It's interesting to hear what the other countries title some of those movies as.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I had one more thing to run by you guys that I thought was kind of funny. This evening we took Duffy out to the vet to get some shots. So when we go on that cruise, when we go on the second annual Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise, we can send Duffy to what we call camp, if you will, which is really a kennel, but we call it camp. And there's a couple of funny things that occurred, I find them kind of funny. While we had Duffy there, there was one moment when the doctor was in the room with us, and Duffy, we were just kind of chit-chatting with the doctor at one point, and Duffy started to kind of slide away from everybody, like going, oh, I bet if I walk this way, they won't even notice that I've walked away from where any of them are. They'll never notice it. And it was so funny, like, he was like kind of like looking side to side going, they won't even notice if I'm not where they thought I was. And it was so comical and so funny looking, to the point where, like, later on the vet actually came back into the room and said, he's like, I gotta tell you, that was just fucking hysterical. Like, the cat actually looked like either way, like going, can I get away from them and they won't notice? It was so fucking funny. The other thing that occurred that I don't know how to put this, but anytime we go in, our vet likes to talk sports with me.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what the sport is, whatever's going on in the world as far as sports go. So like football gets talked up if it's in the fall. We like to talk soccer. He's of Indian descent, so like soccer's a big one. So like when the World Cup was on, he was all about talking about the World Cup. NFL is a big one, so like he'll bring up the Buffalo Bills, which were up in Bills country, so talking up Buffalo and how they won this past weekend against Minnesota was a big deal. This evening when we took Duffy, I happened to be wearing a Pittsburgh Penguins jacket, Jim.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And we first started talking about Buffalo, and he kind of looks over at me, he kind of nods, and he goes, so what do you think about that, what's that guy's name? Bill Crosby? And I'm like, wait, what? He's like, Bill Crosby. And I was like, Bill Cosby? And he kind of looks at me sideways, and I go, wait, what? And we're like, all three of us, Liz, myself, and him, are in this room, and we're kind of looking at each other, just going, are we talking about the same thing? And I go, do you mean Sidney Crosby? And he goes, yeah, that's the guy, Sidney Crosby. He's like, is he still with the Penguins? I'm like, oh, yeah, he is. And I look back at him, I was like, yeah, I was like, they should be pretty good this year. I was like, I gotta be honest with you. At first, I thought you were talking about Bill Cosby. And, I mean, given the fact that Bill Cosby was, you know, I mean, just recently, like, what, today in the news, that he's gonna be going to jail or whatever, or prison, I was just like, are you talking about Bill Cosby? And he's like, oh, no, no, no. And I was like, okay. But then we ended up talking about Bill Cosby anyway. But it was just so fucking bizarre. I was like, who the hell's Bill Cosby? And he's like, no! Listen, I was just like, Bill Cosby is like... I was like, you know, like, you're talking about someone like, you know, that's dealing with your animals and whatever, and you're like, that's the last thing that you would expect to hear out of them would be anything to do with Bill Cosby, you know, especially given the
the recent sentencing,
the recent criminal activities. I got well, not so recent criminal activities, but the criminal activities of Bill Cosby and everything that's been going on with him. You really, you wouldn't expect to hear that, like, from somebody that, you know, you're dealing with as far as your pets go.
Right.
He totally did not mean Bill Cosby. He meant Sidney Crosby. It was just, it was pretty fucking funny to me. That kind of leads us back around, you know, to kind of where we started with the episode about all the stuff we're going on and, you know, what's going on and what we're doing. And I'm so fucking excited for that, man. We're a couple weeks away from it, and of course that also means that we'll be hanging out and chilling out in Texas, and then on a cruise ship with you guys. And fuck, man, it's exciting.
I am excited,
and I think we got like a whole cast of characters going along with us for this ride. We'll have Brother Sean with us.
Brother Sean, very close by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are going to be best buds after this trip, I think, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are rooming together.
Butt buddies, possibly.
Oh, watch out.
Huh. Thought you already had one of those.
Who's bringing the Vaseline? You know what I'm saying?
And is there a fly in it?
Wow. Oh. Little Stone Temple Pilots callback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can
pilot my Stone Temple. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. We got the what? I mean, the guy that makes all of our artwork look beautiful, Quigley, Jeff Quigley.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be around. Got Liz and Kathy gonna be on this trip with us. And Lucy, of course, and one of Dylan's favorite people from the last cruise, my Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun cast of characters. Hopefully, we'll get quite a few of them on the pod, if not all of them, and we'll see how that goes. And I'm looking forward to it. But
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a blast.
Yeah. I mean, do we have anything else we want to do for tonight, boys, or do we want to close the sucker out?
No, I can close it out.
Maybe hold some Would You Rathers for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Wait, tomorrow night? Draft. What the fuck are we doing tomorrow night?
Hockey draft, man.
Oh. Yeah. NHL season's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Penguins with that superstar player, Bill Crosby.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think we'll maybe do a two for episode this week, right? We'll do a little
Hang on. I'm just gonna end this. I just wanna end this episode on this note. So, Mike, you know how we were talking about the Subway sandwiches before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on my Facebook feed, I just got a promoted article from Munchies, which is the food website or the food vertical for Vice, and it's a low plane. And the article is, "Now that the $5 footlong is dead, can we admit that Subway sucks?" And that's really weird because I didn't click on anything that was Subway related.
They're fucking listening, man.
Oh, that's... Well,
what's that in?
Facebook.
Hmm.
Wait, that's really fucking weird.
You said a low-flying plane. Is that plane maybe landing at Teterboro?
Oh, very much. Very much so.
Hmm. Sinead O'Connor on that flight?
I don't know.
Well, stay tuned for the next episode, I think. I'm going to talk about like a scenario from the TV show Manifest. I don't know if anybody's watching that out there, but basically imagine if you were on a flight and you took off from the flight, it was 2018, say, and when you landed, it was 2023.
Hmm.
Hmm. Imagine all the shit that would have changed maybe, like, in your life or, like, or the people that you know, that you were, you know, loved ones and, you know, people that you knew, job situations, things, you know, things of that nature. You know, where the people would be that you were with at that point.
Mm.
But maybe on episode 110, we can kind of discuss that a little further. It'll give you guys some food for thought. You guys can kind of maybe chew on that till, tomorrow night when we record another episode, right? You going to chew on that a little bit, Jim?
I'm going to wrestle with that fat.
All right. Hey, but if you want to check out everything that we're doing, man, that amazing trip that we're going to be going on, Texas and the Caribbean and, man, wherever that fucking takes us, Belize, Honduras, Mexico. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's.
Chagrin. Oh.
.com.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we can always hook you up with a pork butt, buddy.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where Dylan will always give you a $5 footlong.
I like that one.
Let's do that one.
I just include them all now. I don't know if you guys even noticed that or not.